Okay, any question? Good. Then my question. Growing. We're talking about a very special subject. And it has been a long, long talk, a very long, long paragraph. What is it all about? Story, yes, the story started with some short note. It was really a couple of verses at the beginning that once upon a time there was this king, he loved his slave, and he cherished the slave more than the vizier, and everybody was jealous. And that was it, right? Then what? Was there any other part of the story following it? Look around, and you will see, nope. He started to talk about different stuffs. We started with some explanation about what is out to be, about that we believe that this universe, all of it, is not an accident. It's a planned stuff. It is cultivated, and that the first seed which is cultivated, that counts, and that will arrive. Then he said, during this period you could have a lot of silly questions. Do you remember he said that? He referred us back to the main question the delegate of Julius Caesar had from Omar. How creation happened and why? What's the use of it? He repeated that. Well, if there is no use in anything, if you doubted the use of creation, why should we trust in the use of you talking? Stop talking. If everything is useless, what are you talking about? It means what? It means that this very strong tendency in us to find the truth is a very good clue that the truth is out there to be found. It's not that shut up, because if everything is worthless, your speech is worthless. You know what you say? What is beneath this questioning everything? It's to find the truth. So, even you, by questioning it, you somehow manifest that you believe that there is a truth, but you doubt in this version of it, and you question that and that. And on and on and on. Then he caught that conversation. He arrived to a certain point, talking about what is the real food of human spirit. Then he talked about the influence we have over each other. Then he went through the story of Shams, again getting in that mood, loving mood, and he asked Hisamuddin to make a remedy to cure the eye of the people except the jealous one. Then he came to the famous falcon, right? Suddenly we are at the near end of the story of the falcon, and birds of night, okay? So let's put all this together, what I gave you, which is the concentration of this. What are we talking about? Any idea? We are back talking about that enemy of you. Do you remember your enemy?
Jealousy?
No, your enemy. That's the attitude. You have an enemy. It's in you. We call it ego. Manifestation is in intelligence. We are back to intelligence. We are always there. Why? Because the subject we're talking about is beyond the understanding of logic. This is what we called it, this school of thought. Do you remember? Beyond the intelligence. But what else could we do except talk to intelligence? This is the dilemma. We are talking to your intelligence and we want to convince you, not your intelligence, convince you somehow to put aside this intelligence for a moment and have another vision. And we know that's the most difficult part, because you cannot easily shut at this and you cannot forget about intelligence, because intelligence is there always talking and claiming to be you. Remember how difficult it is every time from a different angle we come back to this, that you are not your intelligence. Intelligence or our is a phenomena who's shared within all animals, all of them. And it has its limitation. We are talking beyond that. What is beyond the intelligence? Understanding of beauty. To understand the beauty, you don't need intelligence. And we know what the beauty is. Although we cannot properly explain it, we cannot precisely bring out all the different aspects of it, but we know deep down that's the source of a very special kind of pleasure, ecstasy. We compare it with the main subject, yes, love. But love is very out of reach. Art is closer. We look at it because we understand the beauty. Beautification has a meaning. Nobody could say, what's the use of beautification? Could they? For example, now today we decide to change the color of these walls. Someone could come in and say, why do you spend so much energy and time for a beautiful color? What's the use of it? Huh, we have no response for that. Conversation is over. That's how it is. With logic, conversation is over when one side surrenders to logic, right? Here, that's not the case. If somebody doesn't have the taste, we cannot converse about the beauty. I'm sorry, that's how it goes. Okay. Therefore, your intelligence is always a pain in the neck. It's always there, and it doesn't want to give up. Amazingly, we are trying to, apparently we are trying to convince your intelligence, in a way. But at the end of the day, that's not what we hope for. Yes, intelligence is good, a better intelligence is better. But at the end of the day, the only thing we want your intelligence to understand is that there are things beyond understanding. There are things beyond the intelligence argument. That's all. The rest, oh, the rest will happen. In a different way, we're going to see it. Therefore here, precisely in a very long paragraph, he goes back again about that intelligence. He started about the intelligence. He said, First of all, I should tell you that I told you that I named these little stuff in me my slaves. One of them is exceptional to me. I treat it exceptionally. I care about my heart. I don't care that much about my brain. Okay? What is the consequence of that? My intelligence revolts. Will become jealous. What will it do? When my intelligence is jealous about my heart, it tries to deny the beauty, it tries to deny the holiness, deny the metaphysics and everything. So that's the owl, right? And the only one in the intelligent part of you, which is the important, is the falcon. It's another bird, it's a thinking, but it serves the king. That's the only one we made an exception for. Do you remember when we made that exception? Where should it happen? Right at the beginning of this book. Remember the first page? He talked about the falcon and the similarity of falcon and the door that will be opened and we return back to the origin, to the essence. Remember those? So you start to say, this is that falcon. Here he's talking about what this falcon by itself even is facing. Means there is a dilemma in you, because in your intelligence, all your thinking system are trying intelligently, but there are some thoughts over there which are the falcon. But for the moment, they are in the house of this old lady housekeeper, which will cut the nail and the feathers, right? This is the situation we are in. So he explained this. Let's look at it again, because I want you to understand this paragraph carefully, because this is the overture to my beloved story in Masnavi. Okay? So let's go back again. He was talking about the jealousy of everyone. He called them Hasham. And Hasham means the herd, the animals that bring together. The jealousy of these people towards that special one, right? Specialist. First, he made a little story and suddenly jumped to something else. The excuse was talking about.